broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our 2 at 2, and the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, do we have a barn burner last hour, to say the least. Critical thinking going on your radio, folks, listen up. We talked about James Hodgkinson, 66-year-old Illinois man. Police say shot and wounded. The folks at the baseball game yesterday, he's dead now too. He's met his maker. We got to be very careful when it comes to speech and actions. They're talking about this guy being a Bernie supporter, and it's sad. But I'm not going to blame Bernie or anybody else for this. The evil acts of a man are the evil acts of a man. And they don't translate into discussions. But I want to ratchet down the rhetoric, ratchet down the divides, and stand together as Americans to make America great again. Terry McAuliffe, governor of Virginia, basically trying to ratchet up the anti-gun rhetoric. But we also talked about this special counsel, Robert Mueller, is now investigating whether Donald Trump tried to obstruct justice. Trump also gets sued. 196, quote, congressional plaintiffs file a lawsuit against President Trump. The Donald's under siege, Kurt. And I don't think he can get out of this one, because the Democrats are heck-bent on taking the Donald down. And the conservatives are all too willing to sit idly by and do nothing. So last hour we talked about, Kurt, what is the Justice Department? Is it independent? Well, no, the Donald appoints the Justice Department head, which is the Attorney General, right now, Jeff Sessions. And that's supposed to investigate all things related to, you know, these issues. But yet, well, that would be a compromise for Jeff Sessions to do it. So they got a special counsel. Now, the Justice Department was created in 1870, but the special counsel was created in 1979. The special counsel, in this case, this guy Robert Mueller, now is looking into things. Now, you could say Donald could fire Mueller, but, well, not really, because it would be a conflict of interest if he did. So what you've got, in my opinion, is an intentional checkmate here, Kurt. What you've got is, instead of the checks and balances, Congress looking into the evil acts of a president, or the wrongful allegations against an innocent president at this time, what you've got is a checkmate against the Donald. Donald can't stop the investigations. Well, he could, but he won't. Congress sitting idly by playing baseball while this so-called special counsel takes action. Now, who put Robert Mueller in place, right? You got serious questions here. But in my opinion, Kurt, what we've done is we've literally allowed checks and balances of the supreme law of the land to be violated, and we've literally weaponized unconstitutional government agencies to be used against any political foe chosen by those who have de facto power. What do I mean by that? Well, the Republicans are in charge of the White House, the House, the Senate, and the courts, but they're stuck on stupid playing baseball while Donald gets investigated by a rogue agent, Robert Mueller, under this guise of a special counsel. Don't you believe we've literally weaponized governmental unconstitutional agencies? We've got rogue bureaucrats running around crazy, and there's no way for a check and balance here. I submit to you that the Donald is under siege, Kurt, by unconstitutional agencies. And there's no way to fix it unless you just shut down the Justice Department, fire the special counsel. Now you would say, well, Sam, you can't do that. Congress created all this. Congress has no authority to give their responsibility to another. Same thing with the Federal Reserve. Same thing with the special counsel. The list goes on and on, Kurt. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, second hour. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you couldn't be more right, Sam. I mean, the bottom line is We've said it forever. You see these massive amounts of your tax dollars just creating havoc. And, you know, if that weren't the case, then we'd have a whole lot, in my opinion, a more frugal government, you know, what Thomas Jefferson and so many others hoped for, and a lot less havoc.
Who put this guy in place, this Robert Mueller, Kurt?
Well, in my opinion, even though I guess Sessions picked him,
Let me get this right. Donald appoints Sessions with the permission of the Senate.
Yeah.
That's the Republicans. Then Jeff picks Robert. Now, Christopher Ruddy says that Robert might get fired by the Donald, but the Republicans are all denying that now. Now, Robert Mueller, former FBI. Isn't that kind of fascinating? He's named special counsel. How does all this work, Kurt? What you've got is a bunch of unconstitutional government agencies, and every turn it's violating the checks and balances put in place by the founders.
Surprise,
but isn't that what
surprise.
We see?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's been going on for a long time, Sam. That swamp's been needing to be drained forever.
The Justice Department appointed Mueller, a former FBI director, a special counsel, to check into the Russian thing. Now, the decision by the deputy attorney general, Kurt, you know who that is?
Deputy attorney general?
That's right.
Somebody that Sessions picked, I guess.
That's right. Rod J. Rosenstein.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Rosenstein had been under escalating pressure applied by Democrats and even some Republicans to appoint a special counsel. Right? So now you say, well, who is this Jeff Sessions and this Rosenstein guy? And man, all these guys are appointed. They're not even elected. And somehow Congress has been replaced by these bureaucrats. Right? I don't even understand it, Kurt.
It's the swamp monsters, Sam. Yep. It's,
but Kurt, if you shut down the Justice Department, you might actually have a prayer to drain the swamp.
Good point. That'd be a good start.
You need to fire Robert Mueller, you need to fire Jeff Sessions, and you need to fire this Rosenstein guy. Otherwise, Donald is just absolutely trapped.
And what about 100,000 more, right? You got 115,000 employees. Wow.
So, I don't know where we go with all this, but I submit to you that unconstitutional government agencies have been weaponized, Kurt, and that's what we've got here. There's no accountability. Who can rein in Robert Mueller, appointed by Rosenstein, put in place by Sessions, put in place by the Donald, now investigating the Donald? Who can rein all this in? Who can create accountability? Where does the buck stop? What if this guy runs off the rails, Robert Mueller, the former FBI insider guy? See, all these guys are just running around the swamp, and who can, you know, take advantage of who, when, where scenarios? But 196 plaintiffs sued the Donald. So if the special counsel doesn't take him down, the lawsuit might. And where does the lawsuit and the special counsel collude or collide, or what terms do we want to use there? Coalesce, convene, cooperate? It's a mess, folks. And there's only one answer: the jettisoning of these weaponized agencies in favor of restoration of the checks and balances via the supreme law of the land. And the sooner Donald gets there, the sooner we might actually have a prayer for justice. a prayer for the American way. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald is innocent until proven guilty. You say, Sam, that's nowhere in the Constitution. That's right, but the due process of law is. And we don't have due process. When the president, does the president come under investigation from a special counsel from the Justice Department that he appoints and creates and whatever? No, the supreme law of the land calls for Congress to look into the matters of presidential unsavory acts or questions of appropriateness, if you will. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Is anybody going to break it down like we will, folks? I don't think so. LibertyRoundtable.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Unconstitutional, rogue, weaponized government agencies at the helm, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem. And Donald failed at draining the swamp, and now it'll probably be his complete undoing, Kurt. And if they don't undo the Donald with their lawsuit, and if they don't undo the Donald with the, quote, Justice Department's special counsel, then they'll literally go out in the streets and create a civil war in America if we're not very careful, Kurt. This is what these communists have in store for us. And the only way to solve it is to truly start to dismantle out-of-control rogue agents in government. They've been weaponized. Barack and others have taken it to new levels. Now, it's been the case for quite a while because this isn't, you know, in 79, we created this special counsel. In 1870s, we created this, quote, Justice Department. And it's been a long time in coming, but the steps have been marched towards by Republicans and Democrats. It's not partisan. But really, Barack has taken off the gloves and used the Zelensky's agenda against us and overwhelmed the system and weaponized these rogue government agencies, Kurt. Now, Kurt, am I off the mark on this? Am I just too harsh? Am I a little too bold here, or am I speaking the truth?
Well, you know, some would say that, hey, we've got a, it's just the same old kind of thing going on in Washington, D.C., but I don't remember any, you know, baseball field shootings in the past. You know, I certainly don't, I mean, you got to go quite a ways back before you got a special counsel. And then when you got this, that whole deal, at least I think it's, You know, like when you bring up the fact that we've got all these employees that we shouldn't have and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, you know, there's certain solutions, and Trump's got to be, and those around him have got to be pretty proactive to ever get anything done, I think.
Unconstitutional, rogue, weaponized government agencies, Kurt. We can just name them. You got the Education Department. Look, go look at thefreedomcoalition.com. They literally have guns, and they broke into this dude's house and abused him, and it wasn't even his educational student loan. It was his ex-wife's. Okay, you got rogue, unconstitutional government agency that's been weaponized called the IRS, abusing citizens. Lerner was up there. She never had any accountability, right? Now you've got the Justice Department, a.k.a. special counsel rogue agent, literally ready to, what, destroy the Donald? Take down Donald? What's going to happen? Is it just going to be impeachment and then Donald sails off into the sunset with his big businesses? Or are they going to try to impeach and then criminalize the event, Kurt? Where do we go from here? Where does America go from here if we allow this to continue?
You know, we've only got one real safe way, and it's still not a, you know, just a easy trip or anything, but that is return to God and follow the God-given Constitution and, you know, hope for the best. But
90% of the mischief,
that happening.
90% of the mischief is because Congress literally unconstitutionally vests their authority elsewhere and then goes plays baseball. Let me give you examples, Kurt. You got the Education Department. Congress has no authority to create that. Running around, literally indoctrinating everybody into communism and rejecting God. You've got the Federal Reserve. Oh, by the way, did you hear they just raised interest rates again, Kurt? Federal Reserve increases interest rates. They'll do it again before the end of the year, they say. All right, so the Federal Reserve now, a private consortium of rogue bank thugs. And Congress says, well, that's an independent organization. The Justice Department, the IRS, all these supposed independent organizations. Congress literally, okay, when it comes to war, Congress gives president the ability to wage war, unlimited funding, no declaration of war by Congress. In every case where I see the checks and balances going awry, it's Congress has literally vested their responsibility in another without authority. And then they sit idly by while the game blame goes on. Well, Donald shouldn't have appointed Jeff, and Jeff shouldn't have appointed Robert, and Robert shouldn't have appointed this other guy. And now they're all looking at the Donald, and Donald can't fire him because it would be a conflict of interest. And all the while, Congress sitting idly by when constitutionally they have been vested the authority to take action if any is warranted. And if there's not enough rallying cry for action by the 535 members of the House and the Senate, then it ought to be shut down. But what you get is one rogue agent appointed to then look into it by pressure from the party not in power or the party that's the minority. And then you run around and, okay, every time we find these violations happening on the federal level to the states, on the federal level, mixing the branches of government, judge, jury, and executioner, every time we find Congress at the helm of literally advocating, doing nothing, while they vest their authority in somebody else. But they have no authority even to do that. Every case we look at where there's massive problems, Kurt, that's what's been done. You create unconstitutional government agency X. They have no authority to create it in the first place. Then it makes its own regulations and becomes, quote, autonomous or independent in some way to where now there's no accountability anywhere. The real blame belongs with Congress here, Kurt. And the real blame for Congress goes back to the American people. Because we put these people in power, right? I mean, that's where we are with this thing. And until we start draining the swamp by shutting down unconstitutional government agencies, we will get nowhere. Write it down, we will get nowhere. Because there's no accountability, Kurt. Where does the buck stop? Who's the ultimate accountable party? I mean, that's really the bottom line here. Any thoughts on this, Kurt, besides that?
Well, you're right on target, Sam. You know, when you look at this whole thing, without the money, which, you know, we've heard people say stuff like, well, that's the mother's milk of politics. Well, it's the mother's milk of havoc.
Mother's milk of mischief, just to keep alliterations going.
So. If you know, you just get the Congress doing what they're supposed to do, and that would be only putting money to constitutional things, you know, all these other deals just go away. But do you see that happening?
No. Now, the other problem is, even in their lawsuit, Trump gets sued, 196 congressional plaintiffs file a lawsuit against Donald Trump. Now, there again, they're trying to have the courts take responsibility for this, Kurt. They need to be investigating it themselves. What does the Constitution say? It doesn't say sue the president and the courts, does it?
Not that I am
aware. But see, Congress can then blame it on the courts if things don't go right or whatever, and they cannot have responsibility that way. Everything Congress is doing is literally shirking responsibility and violating the checks and balances that are put in place. It's amazing. All right, well, while there's unconstitutional rogue weaponized government agencies running around violating the laws and circumventing the checks and balances put in place by the founders, don't worry. You know the term fair and balanced, right, Kurt? You're familiar with that?
I've heard it before. Yeah.
Well, fair and balanced is no more, my friend.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I didn't really think it was.
It's officially no longer Fox to drop the slogan that it's used for more than a couple of decades. Yeah. Fox News will henceforth be going forward with a new slogan. You want to know what it is, Kurt?
We make money?
Pretty close. Most watched, most trusted.
Okay.
Now, Kurt, they're leading now with their headline or their slogan is a fake news lie. They're not the most watched and most trusted at all. So their whole slogan now is a fake news headline, Kurt. Do you trust Fox? Do you believe they're the most watched? Well, they're not killing it in the ratings. They're tanking, Kurt. Right? They're tanking, my friend.
They might be saying we were the most viewed or something like that, you know. But
that's past tense.
Yeah, good point.
Yesteryear's most watched, most trusted. I find this fascinating. So while the rogue agents in government run around, the fair and balanced folks are going to become most trusted and most watched. It's like they're if they say it enough, maybe you'll believe it, Kurt. If they tell that fake news lie enough, maybe we'll fall for it, huh? Fox is going down, folks. They're out. They've betrayed the people, and they're paying the price. All right, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. You are listening to a very hard-hitting talk show with critical thinking skills on display. Where's the rest of the folks standing up for the supreme law of the land, huh?
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Voter fraud discovered in Indiana. About a dozen canvassers and their supervisor have been arrested for turning in fraudulent voter registrations. Suspicious registrations were found in Hendricks County. Then an investigation expanded to 56 other counties in the Hoosier State. According to an unsealed search warrant, canvassers claimed that they were faced with losing their jobs if they did not register a minimum of 10 new voters a day. They were told to obtain their quota, quote, by whatever means were necessary. The Michigan Democratic Party has been fined $500,000 for underreporting contributions brought in through bingo fundraisers. The Democrats underreported nearly $4.5 million over a period of 14 years. The Federal Elections Commission found, quote, Democrats had accepted anonymous cash, understated contributions, and reported false contributions and refunds, unquote. The fine could have been several million dollars, but was negotiated down. The Democratic Party in Michigan will have to amend many of its past reports. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The Donald is under siege, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, Democrats have now put together articles of impeachment on the Donald. Kurt, did you see this?
No.
What do you think?
I'm not surprised. I think they've had this in the works for, well, ever since they knew he was elected.
Well,
don't you?
Probably. The Donald under siege. I kid you not. That's what's going on right now. You think Donald will be able to get out of it? Kurt, do you think his presidency will be over?
I think he'll get out of it. What do you suggest he do, by the way? You know, maybe you could just give him a list of, you know, now you've already made all these mistakes, so here's what you need to do now.
Well, like I told you, first thing you need to do is start shutting down unconstitutional agencies. That's the only way you'll stop this. The checks and balances are so destroyed right now to where there's no accountability. How are you going to stop this Robert Mueller guy? Who's he accountable to, Kurt? Where does the buck stop for him? Who's going to rein him in? The Jeff Sessions appointee? Mr. Whatever Stein, that guy's name is? Is that guy going to, you know, lean on Robert to mellow out or to have accountability or tell the truth or anything?
It's a great point, Sam. I don't see that happening. And just like you say, you've got to really drain that swamp. You've got to basically take some hard, hard actions that nobody has for years, maybe forever. You know, we've seen our government grow to from being a servant of the people, you know, in the days of George Washington to being the swamp monster at this time.
What do you think of my idea? The Donald is under siege, Kurt.
I think that's been going on ever since, hasn't it? Ever, you know, I mean.
Yes, but I submit to you that it's ratcheted to new levels, though.
Yeah, good point.
All right, I submit to you that I don't know if Donald can get out of this, Kurt. I really don't. Because
yeah.
who's gonna trust the findings of this Special Counsel Prosecutor Robert Mueller? Who's going to make sure that that guy's not on the take from the Democrats? I mean, who is Robert Mueller, Kurt? You know who the guy is?
Well, the thing that worries me most about him is they, you know, they say that, he's, you know, that he's well-loved on both sides of the aisle or something like that. You know, that means to me he's an insider, you know, a kingman kind of guy. What we need is somebody like Sheriff David A. Clark.
Yeah.
Sheriff Denny Pineman. You know, we can go down the list of some guys that would really get her done, you know.
He's the sixth director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was in at the FBI 2001, out 2013. All right. President George W. Bush and Barack Obama were with this guy. James Comey preceded the guy. What do you think about this, Kurt?
Well, I don't think there's any other solution than what you're talking about.
We have got one of the leaders of the swamp investigating the Donald. And Donald's going to drain the swamp. How's that going to work? What do you think? How's that going to work?
I don't think it'll work that way, Sam. The only way it can work is, you know, you've got to take some drastic actions. Otherwise, the Titanic just keeps heading to the last roundup, you know.
Now, I don't know what to think about this, but I think the drain in the swamp is absolutely now shut down. Right? What do you think, folks?
Sure,
I think that the drain in the swamp will be completely shut down now. As long as you let this guy continue. Now he's got a Juris Doctor from the Virginia School of Law in 1973. He served on the Virginia Law Review. Mueller enlisted in the United States Marine Corps in 1968, attending Officer Candidate School and Army Ranger School, not to mention Army Jump School. He was in the Vietnam War, Kurt. Yeah. What do you think? He's got a big old ripping law career now. He worked as a, quote, litigator at the firm Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro in San Francisco back in 76. Then he served for 12 years in United States attorney offices. He first worked for the attorney's office of the Northern District of California. Then he went to Boston. I think this is disaster. George W. Bush nominated him to be FBI director. There you have it. I don't know what to think of this, but I think the drain in the swamp is over. How much can Donald move drain in the swamp now? Donald got trapped and shut down because he failed to drain the swamp quick enough when he had the chance. Now listen to this. They say that Mueller, along with Deputy Attorney General at the time, James Comey, back in 2004, threatened to resign from office if the White House overruled a Department of Justice finding that domestic wiretapping without a court warrant was unconstitutional. So now you got Robert Mueller defending wiretapping, Kurt, and saying he'll resign if they say it's unconstitutional. And believe it or not, they loved Robert Mueller so much that in May 2011, Barack Hussein Obama asked Mueller to continue at the helm of the FBI for 2 additional years. Beyond his, quote, normal 10-year term, which expired on September 4th, 2011. So this guy's loved by Barack to the point where he begged him to stay on 2 more years. The Senate, of course, approved the request. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Sounds like an insider, Kingman, you know. And, of course, you would have known that when they picked him, you know. Everybody said he was great, you know, both sides of the aisle, if you will.
Now, I find this interesting because if Barack loves this guy, now Barack's in Washington, Kurt, right? Now, Barack just goes and says, hey, Robbie, let's eat lunch, bro. Robert and Barack sit down, and Barack says, you know, I appointed you for an extra couple of years. Yeah. Where does all this go? I'm telling you right now that Donald's been had, Kurt. Write it down. I don't think he can get out of this one. Do you really think he can?
Well, it's all part of the whole Moby Dick and the rowboat thing, Sam. It's just my hope that things improve, you know?
Well, I'll be the first to agree with you that I sure pray that's the case, but I don't really see it. Now, if the Republicans were true blue and they would defend the Donald, I think he has a prayer. But I believe the Republicans have it in for the Donald as much as the Democrats, Kurt. So what you're going to have is a de facto shutdown
via
rogue.
You mean the Republican kingmen, right? You know, the insider
boys. Well, you name how many Republicans are for the Donald that are in
leadership. Well, what I mean is, the other day I got a call from Senator Hatch. He said he's a big-time supporter of the Donald.
Uh-huh.
That worries me quite a bit.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. What do you mean by a supporter of the Donald? See, what does that mean?
He likes the power he's got.
That's right. Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Maybe I beat the subject to death, but I really believe this is the crux of the whole discussion. The people who hate Donald are going for broke. And whether this is legitimate or part of a great theater reality TV op on the American people, I don't know. But I know this. America is being destroyed because we allow the violation of the checks and balances, that's for sure. Congress, in my personal opinion, the most guilty. All right. I guess there's a couple of headlines from Drudge Kurt wants to brief us on. Kurt?
Well, you've got several that were interesting to me. You've got Michael Savage that says America's going to basically ascend into civil war. Well, he says we are at a boiling point, going to be civil war. You got Ann Coulter says the resistance is now gone live fire. You got the New York Times is blaming Palin. I don't really get that. One of the congressmen said that it was an act of God, that the shooter's aim was off. And of course they're worried about security. The list of threats against GOP and Trump from Hollywood continues to grow. Anyway, there's just a number of real concerns there, at least when you look at this whole picture. I don't know what else to add there, at least in that realm, you know.
Well, do you think Savage is right? Are we headed for a civil war here?
Well, I think that what you've got is we've taken God out of the whole picture, and without him, what you get is a society that descends or continues to fall, I guess you could say free falls, into debauchery and, murder and mayhem it's something we continue to live with. And I think it'll continue because unless we return to God. So
I agree. I think that the violence will continue. Do you think we're going to have a civil war right away?
Well, I think you have that in some places already. You have, things like, the Black Lives Matter against the others. You've got people that'll show up in like a Trump hat that'll get beat up by somebody else. Those are small little skirmishes, I guess you'd say. But you've got, that kind of stuff going on right now, don't you?
I guess it depends on how you want to define war, I guess.
Civil war, yeah. You've got, these revered individuals from the South, leaders of the Confederacy, that their statues are being taken down. That's what you typically see in a war. I think you see the former leaders, they go away and they put up new ones. You've got, this whole transgender thing. You've got a pretty good-sized mess.
What do you think we need to do then?
Well, I've said it for years and I'll continue to say it, and that is, you've got the Ten Commandments are God's recipe for success, for happiness. They've got to be promoted and followed, and we've got to keep those and live the way we should live, treat others the way we should treat them, hope for God's blessings. That's the only safe way.
Going to be civil war. That's a scary idea, Kurt. Right?
Yep, it's certainly not a happy thing. And I don't, you know, knowing Michael Savage as much as I do, I don't think he hopes for that. But, you know, he sees this, I mean, these people like this guy that shot yesterday. I think they feel like, hey, they get told by the media over and over that, for example, that Trump is shouldn't be there. I heard one person just pretty much screaming, hey, count the votes. You know, in other words, eliminate the Electoral College and figure out the numbers. You know, they just, I don't see it as a pretty picture, Sam.
I agree that Michael doesn't want a civil war. I think he's just calling it like he sees it. And I have one response to Michael. I'm afraid eventually he may be right. My response is I'm going to do all that I can to prevent that from happening. Okay, we are not violent. We don't want to ratchet this up at all. We want to be very careful about this. Look, it's bad in America. Don't misunderstand me. But it's way better than war, Kurt. And so we need to be very careful that even though we might be reporting what we see, I'm afraid Michael Savage may be correct at some point. We don't want to escalate that or push towards that. We want to do everything we can to prevent that. We want to peacefully restore the republic, not eventually have a civil war. So I get his point. I don't think he's advocating for that in any way. Don't misunderstand me. But I want to make it very clear what our role will be about this, Kurt. Any
well, that's very important. And, you know, like you say, we've got to do all we can. We have, you know, at least a duty to do our part. But, boy, it's a big, I guess you could say, big load to carry, you know.
Yeah. Do you think the articles of impeachment will move forward?
You know, it just depends. You know, at least when you look at Ryan and McConnell, they're a couple of gutless wonders, if you ask me. And I think the reason they're there is they've got stuff on them. So then, you know, they could threaten them and say, hey, we want this done or else, you know. But I'm for basically just cleaning the whole thing up. You know, cleaning it out. Drain that swamp, baby.
Boy, howdy, do I support your efforts. We need to get that done, no doubt about it. And it is the only real long-term answer. All right, this is a switch gears a little bit, but it's an important story we want to cover before the end of the hour. Headline, quote, is this the first sign of a U.S.-Chinese solar war? Gregory Brew writes the piece, Kurt.
Well, you know, at least the main thing I like to point out about this is even with all the government screwed up involvement that we get when the government tries to manipulate an industry or, you know, make something popular or whatever, when you have competition, it's amazing what can happen. And I guess basically, Sam, they say there's more and more of this going on with, you know, these folks trying to get their piece of the action. They say the...
Do you believe it's real competition, though, Kurt? Or do you think it's just government subsidies?
Well, I think it's a combination of that. You know, here in America and overseas, you have, you know, government mixed with big business, don't you? That's what I see.
Yes, and but it's on turbo with China involved.
Yeah, okay. Now, they say that solar now accounts for about 2% of the total electricity generation in the U.S.
So think how many billions we've spent on it and how many government/solar companies failed. Barack put a ton of money into it. They failed to the tune of billions and billions and billions of dollars, and it only equates to 2% even now, Kurt. Wow.
Well, that's according to these guys, and I, you know, although the thing we've got to remember too, Sam, is of course, the the government's been involved in all these other areas as well, you know, the grid, et cetera. But just imagine if they would go ahead and say, look, we've been in these areas. We shouldn't have been, and we're just going to go ahead and pull out. And, you know, just think of how, I mean, it's amazing what can be done with the free enterprise system. They say most of the projects that are currently being added are new, that are adding new solar capacity, were planned some years ago, and there's some speculation that continued growth in solar power will slow due to policies undertaken by the Trump administration. Do you want to define that, Sam, or do you want to?
Yeah, that means no subsidies, Kurt. If Donald gets his way and there's no subsidies, they say that's a policy.
That, and he's a strong advocate for conventional oil and gas, you know, so you got the other guys who are all trying to shut down the whole, you know, coal industry and all that kind of stuff.
Now, one thing to note here is you got total. So 2% is solar, 6% is wind, and what percent is natural gas, Kurt?
Natural gas is 34%, according to these guys.
Now, let me add that up. 34 plus 8% is what, 42?
42, yeah.
So where's the other 58%, Kurt?
Well, that would just be your standard, you know, you got a little nuclear and then you've got your coal. You know, at least that's what I think they're saying.
Well, they make you believe coal's on its way out, but it's still probably 50%+.
Yeah, and I think it's going to grow now with at least if. It's a massive if the swamp will get drained, you know.
I wish it would, but predict that it will not. The swamp will not get drained, ladies and gentlemen, because Donald doesn't have the intestinal fortitude, and he took too long, and now he's lost his edge. I pray I'm wrong, folks. Let's pray to the Almighty for relief, for solutions, and let's stand with the supreme law of the land for our guidance and our direction. Let's think about God, family, country, and life, liberty, and property, and how we can be involved in the mix for solutions, shall we? Because there are solutions. Let's make no mistake about it. That's what this radio broadcast is all about. You want to support our efforts? LibertyRoundtable.com. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.